I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan remains in flux. The international community wants military and civilian leaders to return to a power-sharing agreement dissolved by last week's military coup. Mediators say negotiations between the two parties will bear fruit in the coming days. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, describes why a quick fix probably isn't possible. Ask the Lord to help Sudanese Christians persevere. And in Tanzania, a deaf girl introduced her Muslim family to Jesus. Rob Meyer says it started when a team from Door International visited her deaf school. Her family didn't take well to her becoming a Christian. They kicked her out, but a deaf church welcomed her in. Eventually, her father, a devout Muslim, got sick, and the deaf church paid his medical expenses. Moved by their love, he too embraced Jesus. Pray the rest of this girl's family would also encounter the love of Jesus. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.